Random House Audio presents Great Soul by Joseph Lelieveld. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. For Jenny. I do not know whether you have seen the world as it really is. For myself, I can say I perceive the world in its grim reality every moment. 1918. I deny being a visionary. I do not accept the claim of saintliness. I am of the earth, earthy. I am prone to as many weaknesses as you are, but I have seen the world. I have lived in the world with my eyes open. 1920. I am not a quick despairer. 1922. For men like me, you have to measure them not by the rare moments of greatness in their lives, but by the amount of dust they collect on their feet in the course of life's journey. 1947. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, 1869 to 1948. Author's note. The Mahatma had been gone for half a century, but there were still Gandhis at the Phoenix settlement outside Durban on South Africa's Indian Ocean coast when I visited there the first time in 1965. A little boy, identified as a great-grandson, toddled across the room. He was living with his grandmother, widow of Manilal Gandhi, second of Gandhi's four sons, who'd stayed on in South Africa to edit Indian Opinion, the weekly paper his father had started, and thereby keep alive the settlement and its values. The patriarch had chosen to be father to a whole community, so he turned the farm into a kind of commune where he could gather an extended family.